following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 116 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast dedicated to the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are a casual podcast. It is I, Black Lace, and with me in the studio here is Autumnsbane.
This card used to be a simple bog beast. This is why we need stricter regulations on mining and agriculture. So I did something different that time. I called it This Card because it actually starts with the card's name. So you could fill in the blank.
Bog Beast?
It said it used to be a Bog Beast. It's no longer a Bog Beast.
Then what is it?
It's Lothab.
It's a spider.
Lothab is not a spider.
Really? I always thought Lothab was a spider because it reminds me of,
That's my Exena. Or my eczema.
My eczema. But I always thought of Lothab kind of, I don't know. Like Shelob. I don't know
why you would think that. It looks nothing like a spider. It's not even in the arachnid quarter.
I know. But anyway,
Lothab is a 5/5/5. 5 casting costs, 5/5 minion. With a battle cry, enemy spells cost 5 more next turn. It's used like crazy for the time being.
I have that card, and I use that card. A lot,
yeah.
Actually. Especially in my Warlock deck.
Came from Nax.
Yeah, but we will talk more in a moment.
Hey, this was drawn by Samwise.
Was it?
Yeah.
See, I told you it was like Lothab. I mean, not Lothab, like Shelob.
Not that Samwise.
I know. Anyway, so we have a lot of news about a lot of things. A lot of very exciting news. We're going to start with the old hat stuff, which changes weekly, so it's not really old hat, but like this week's Clobberin' Time. We'll just start with Clobberin' Time, do it quickly, because there's so much news that the whole episode is going to be just news. Yes, yes?
Yeah, we don't have to do it quick.
Well, okay. I don't have a lot to say about this week's brawl. It was fun. It was Blingtron's beauteous brawl, and the quote starts out with that, Blingtron is ready to rumble. He changes your hero power to, quote, get a random weapon, unquote, and he gives you, what, a random weapon.
Yeah.
So tell me about your week with Brawlin.
Well, I kind of like this one. I figured as long as I had to make a deck, I would make something I don't normally play. But there was another reason for why I chose what I chose.
Well, what did you choose?
I chose the rogue. To me, it was the only choice.
Why do you say but? Oh, no. Actually, I know why. Because I played against a rogue who will have everything you just said. Go ahead. Or will
and,
be saying.
And he beat your ass, didn't he?
I don't remember. I played a couple of games. So I won some, I lost some, and I had a good time. So I'm not sure whether my against the rogue was a win or a lose, but I just thought it was really, really interesting with what he was able to do.
Well, I made a deck, and I played 2 games, no more, no less, and I won them both handily. And this is why. First of all, he's going to give you a weapon, and you don't know what kind of weapon, right? You get the weapons randomly, and your hero power gives you new weapons or changes the weapons or alters the weapons.
The time.
So there is no deck, there's no class in this game that affects weapons more than the rogue, between the blade flurry and the oil, and I made it not only did I make a rogue deck, I figure as long as I'm going to make a rogue deck, I might as well make a rogue pirate deck. I'd always wanted to do it. I've had no slots for rogues because we don't have enough slots for now.
Yes.
And so I have pirates that get buffed by having a weapon. I get pirates that gain taunt if I have a weapon. I have pirates that gain charge if I have a weapon. So weapons and pirates go good together, and weapons and rogues go good together. And so with all of the... And guess what else?
I didn't Death put by a, Pirates is good.
Murder by Pirates is good.
Yes.
I didn't put in a single weapon. There was no point, because the deck was going to give me all my own weapons.
No point. I get it.
That was my rapier win.
Ahaha.
So, in any event, I put in lots of cards that affect weapons and are affected by weapons, and I had a good time just swashbuckling over my opponent.
Awesome. So, how many games did you play?
I played two. No more, no less. And I won them both. Handily, as I said. So, what did you play?
What else do I play? I went ahead and I played my mage. I just built my normal mage deck to just see what would happen. And what was interesting is the first game I played, I had a lot of trouble. Well, first of all, I love the fact that you start off with foam swords. I just thought that was so cute.
I don't recall starting with a foam sword.
Yeah, each game, it's like a 2-2 sword. Both sides start with the exact same sword. What I really liked about it is you don't have to spend a hero power on it when the weapon explodes or is used up or whatever. You don't have to use your hero power. You automatically get a new weapon. But you can use your hero power to change it if you don't like the one you got.
If you don't like your weapon.
Yes. But then I had something very odd happen.
You won?
Stop that. That's not nice. Jeez. In one of the games I played, I had a very bad game because I kept getting the cursed sword. And any damage done to me was doubled. So when he came across with a crap ton of damage, I just was obliterated because my own weapon, which sucks, damaged me. And I still don't understand why anybody would ever play that card. But in
Let
any
me,
case...
While you're on that subject...
Go ahead.
I've been meaning to bring this up for weeks. It was either a brawl or... No, it had to be a brawl because I haven't been playing Arena. I was given that cursed sword. And I got it on the first turn, and I made good use of it, because I think it lasts two turns. I was able to hit my opponent.
Correct.
My opponent and or minion two turns in a row before he had a chance to even attack me. So if you get that out on the first turn, it is not a bad card. Unless your opponent can really blast you on the first two turns... It's great, but if you play that late in the game, forget it. It's crap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got it kind of a few turns in, and it really, really hurt. Aside from that, I did a game where I had one of my blades, when it explodes, it changes your hero power to deal 2 damage.
Interesting.
So I was not able to change my sword after that, but it really didn't matter. Because I didn't need the option to change my sword, I would be able to have a weapon without having to use my hero power to strike with that weapon or change that weapon or put a new weapon up. But I was also able to do 2 damage each turn. So I was able to hit with the weapon, destroy it, having a new one appear, not using my hero power to do the sword, but to do damage. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, this was a fun brawl.
It was. I actually played it probably 5, 6, 7 times. I played it enough to win some extra gold because I did. Yes, I do occasionally win. I played it enough to win some gold, and that was cool too. And my pack, which was dusted to create a card for this week's, which I'm not going to play this week, but Rabgar had sent a warrior deck for me to play with. And I'm missing a couple cards, so I did create one card for the deck, but I still have to do get two more cards to replace so that I can actually play with his deck.
What'd you make?
Oh, gosh. You have to ask. G- give me a
you
minute.
You don't have to answer.
Talk about something.
I can ask, but you don't have to answer. No, it's not
important.
It
was a warlock card. I'll need a minute or two and I can tell you what I made. It was a rare.
Not an epic.
No, not an... Oh, no, it was an epic. Actually, it was an epic.
That's what I thought, because you were missing some epics.
Yeah, but you have to give me a minute when you ask me a question like that on the spot. So in the meantime, why don't you talk to me about more news, Overwatch, and then I'll tell you what the weapon is.
Overwatch?
Overwatch, having nothing to do with weapons or Hearthstone.
Well, Overwatch closed beta was on a hiatus, but now it's back.
Mm-hmm. Well, almost.
It's back tomorrow, so by the time anybody listens to this, it'll be back.
Right.
So, the date is February 9th. Now, the people who are playing beta already will be really, really happy.
The people guaranteed to get back into beta who was playing before? Oh, cool.
Yep. If they were in closed beta, regular closed beta, not like a weekend thing or anything. If they were in the closed beta, they will get back in, guaranteed. But they also say they're looking for more people to test now. So that may mean that some of the weekend testers will be invited back. I hope that's the case, because that would be us. Or maybe they'll just forget about those weekend players and pick a whole new crop of testers. But they'll definitely need new testers, because this is what they're going to get. There's an all-new progression system that's being implemented, which means it's not just go in there and skirmish and fight and have fun and win the game and then move on to the next one. There's actually a system in play, so you progress in some way. It's unclear as to what that will be. I guess you have to be in the beta to figure that out, and I'm sure news will come out once people start playing. There'll be two new maps, including a new game mode.
This cracks me up. The game is not released yet, still in beta, but has new stuff.
Yeah, that's what betas are all about.
I love it. Testing new stuff. Yes, I can't wait. I want to be in this one. I loved the weekend beta we did.
Now, you know what they mean by a new game mode, right?
Is that the one where you get to play against the AI, a full AI team?
Nope. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
No. Right now, there's sort of a, capture a position mode. And then there's a, move this payload forward mode. So this will be a different mode. And we don't know what it is, but I guess we'll find out soon enough. They've balanced a bunch of heroes.
I thought of a mode.
Okay.
They just love those quests in Warcraft where you basically have to protect somebody and lead them around.
An
escort quest. Maybe they'll do an escort mode.
The payload is already an escort.
Well, not if it was a person.
Okay. So they changed the train to a person. It's essentially the same thing.
Okay, fine.
But good idea. No. It's gonna be it's all about potty humor, poop jokes and fart jokes. That'll be called the com mode.
Oh my god.
Get it.
Just in case anybody didn't get it, commode as in where you go to the bathroom if it's not in a commode. Oh.
So there'll be some hero balance updates and a variety of private game updates. Private games. So,
is that one-on-one?
I guess that means you, me, and a few buddies can go play a bunch of other friends or something and just make it ourselves and not invite the world to participate. That would be real fun for me because, if we had enough friends that actually played it, maybe our raid team.
That would be fun.
Could do that, after raids, go play some Overwatch. And then you don't get stuck with, either a group of people who are just there to troll you or don't know how to play at all or are super good, make your life miserable. The part that really gets me, that I really like, is they're going to include a full AI match mode. So just like in Heroes of the Storm, before you get good enough to go play a bunch of real people, you can play the AI, and that might be a good way to to hone your skills a little bit without people getting so freaked out. Because when you're playing competitively and you're not doing well against other players and the other players are just beating the crap out of you, your teammates get really angry. And not as much mm-hmm. when it's AI, because right. you usually win the AI anyway, right?
Oh, Heroes of the Storm, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, that all sounds really, really fun. And we can't wait. I hope we get in.
We will know in 24 hours.
No sour grapes here for all the people who do get to get in. You know, good for you. Enjoy. Have fun. So I think that's pretty much everything. Of course, if you're in the beta, please don't miss the opportunity to let Blizzard know if you find bugs or if you find things that needing improvement, because that's the reason you're in the beta, not just to go have fun while the rest of us are not playing. It's to help Blizzard so that by the time we get the game, it'll be beautiful and polished.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to join the beta or apply to it on the news page, you can go and drop down to where it says Overwatch Closed Beta Back in Action February 9th. And then if you scroll down, there's a big yellow button that says sign up for beta, just in case you haven't done it yet.
You probably did it at your BattleNet.
In case somebody didn't, you know, we just want to make sure. If you want to be able to sign up for the beta and you're not sure you did, you can do the sign up for beta, and then you can actually go right there into your BattleNet and see what you've signed up for.
Well, as soon as I saw that big yellow button, I went to my beta preferences and checked for like the 80th time to make sure all my buttons were clicked. Because I signed up for all the Blizzard betas.
Do you? All of them?
All of them. I got into the StarCraft one, but I never actually played in it.
I see.
I stink at StarCraft.
Oh, no. Well, that's the news as far as... I mean, we're just doing a brief overview of the Blizzard type news. Yes, it is. Big news is the card I crafted. I found it.
What's that?
It is the Bane of Doom. It's an epic 5 casting cost. Deal 2 damage to a character if that kills it, summon a random demon.
Now you had one already. I just needed a second one.
So I crafted a second one, and there are 2 more cards I need in order to create this deck that Robgar has sent me. And then I will play it this week. I won't actually be able to craft them. He's going to send me alternates. I told him what I needed, and he's going to send me some alternates, so we're going to try it. So I get to play with somebody's deck again.
Wouldn't it be cool if we got a discount on crafting a card we already had one of? You have one, so you make the second one, and it's like half the dust or something.
I won. Second one at half price. No, that's not what they want you to do.
But you are going to be able to
craft things that aren't currently craftable, but wait, there's more. We'll get to that later. We also wanted to talk about one other thing before we get into the real meat and potatoes of the episode. Heroes of the Storm released a new player character this week. Li Ming is the mage she's not really the mage from Diablo, but she's the wizard from Diablo, yes. You get to play the wizard, and of course you name her whatever you want, but technically she is Li Ming. And did you try
her? What do you mean you name her whatever you want?
Well, she's not really. Isn't she the character you're playing?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So mine is named Black
Diablo,
Lace.
In Diablo, you can name her
right,
whatever you want.
Exactly.
Not in Heroes of the Storm.
Not in Heroes of the Storm. In Heroes of the Storm, she's Li
Ming. Not play her. Because
I did.
You did?
I didn't buy her. I didn't buy her, but I test her.
You were able
to
test her.
And yeah.
What was your experience?
She's fun. She's a lot of fun. You know me, mages. I mean, she's a wizard, but same thing.
Did you die a lot?
You can't really judge dying because in test mode, it doesn't really allow you to die.
You just played in test mode. You didn't go into
a game. I mean, I can't. She wasn't one of the free characters, and I would have had to spend 15,000 gold, so I did not buy her.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying.
When she drops to 10,000 gold, I'm buying her because she is very cool. I love my Sylvanas and will always play my Sylvanas, but I will play Li Ming. She is awesome.
She's rated as a difficult to play character.
Is she?
Yes, her difficulty is high.
Ah.
She's from everything I've heard and read and listened to, the following is true about her. One, she's a glass cannon. If she gets...
Yes.
If she gets in close...
I think one of her abilities is called glass cannon, too, actually.
She is going to crumble to whatever's around her.
I do think glass cannon's an ability.
Yeah. So, but she has the potential to wreak havoc if you're really a good player. Because all accounts say that she's more twitchy. She's not the type of character that you just put on a fence post and put her on auto attack or just kind of gradually pump out the damage to your opponents. This is skill shots. All skill shots. But if you're good at skill shots, if you're good at maneuvering into position and waiting for the right moment, she will be devastating. And yep. I also heard that she has an ability that enables her good spells to refresh the cooldown if she's involved in a kill. So if she assists in a kill or makes a kill, those really expensive cooldowns that she has will just automatically reset. Mm-hmm. So in the hands of a good player, she's going to be devastating.
Well, but, there are complaints already, actually.
Most players don't have the skill to play her properly.
Yeah, there were complaints already that she's overpowered. A lot of people have been saying she's seriously overpowered and asking for nerfs already, and she's just barely been out there. You know,
yeah, those are probably people playing in the upper echelons of league play. You know, I forgot what they call it, the ranked play. Yeah, the really good players are going to play her really well, and yeah, she's going to be powerful. But the average player is not going to do well. They're going to die and die and die. But I like that. Because if you're an average player, then you go play Jaina or Kel'Thas or Nova or something. Right?
Well, yeah. She's fun. I think even an average player can, you know, with enough practice and time, can do well with her.
Right.
So
I'm just saying she's hard.
Yep.
Everyone says she's hard.
I liked her.
And
but
Blizzard
again, I was playing.
Blizzard
through, I
will
was
tell
playing.
You if it's easy or not. You were playing what?
I'm trying to remember. You know, I was just playing in the test mode, so of course she's going to be, you know, good in the test mode because you don't really have other people who will attack you.
Yeah, but that's not a true indication.
Exactly. That's why I said that. You don't have other people who will come and attack you.
You're saying she looks cool casting her spells.
No, I was having fun. Yep, I was having fun with her. But you're up against Arthas, and you just keep kicking his ass and getting rid of the minions. But it's not the same as having a whole team swarm on you.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting to play. She's not in rotation yet. And as I said, as soon as she drops from 10 to 15, which tends to happen pretty quick.
You mean from 15 to 10?
Yeah. That way. That's what
I will not play 10. Pay 10. I will wait until you raise it to 15.
Yes. Yes, yes. Once she drops from 15 to 10, I will purchase. I didn't purchase Greymane. I like him, but nope. Didn't do it for me. So we have... I got it. We've got to talk about this stuff now. It's time. Unleash the Kraken!
Yeah. Clash of the Titans.
Yep. We're
classic.
Cracking down. Yep. This is something that Blizzard has been kind of barreling through and over and around trying to figure out is how the new players can compete with people who have been here since beta and gotten all the cards. Not all the cards, but well, some people have gotten all the cards of all the expansions and can play with anything, anywhere, and do everything.
Yeah,
and then you come in brand spanking new.
Clearly, the hardcore people, the streamers, the most of the podcasters besides
us, have
all of the cards.
Exactly. Like, that's why I can't play with everybody's decks, because I don't have all the pieces. But, you know, because of that, you know, Blizzard's been trying to make it so that the newer players can still have fun, and they did it. They've come up with something.
So spit it out. Stop beating around the bush.
A new way to play.
A new way
to
play.
Two formats. Yep, they are changing game formats. So they are basically, they've announced that there are going to be two game formats, and we'll go into those both in depth. There's going to be standard play, and there's going to be wild. And let's talk about them, Autumn Bane.
Okay. So, yes. There's a standard play, and standard play is going to be, it's not unheard of. Magic the Gathering's been doing it for years. It's a way to balance. It's a way to balance in all ways. To balance the cards, to balance the decks, to balance the meta, to balance the way the developers can create the cards. It's just a complete balancing thing. And at the same time, like Magic the Gathering and other cards, they will be able to allow you to play whatever way you want to play, the way you're playing now. That's not going away. But for ranking and tournaments, I don't mean ranking on the ladder. I mean like for on your way to BlizzCon or whatever, that it's going to all be standard. And what standard's going to do is take away anything that's not part of the past 2 years. So
there's the current and previous year.
Yep. So what's going to happen is the first season of standard play will start some point this spring. There will be an expansion. And when that expansion hits, they're going to name these seasons after the Hearthstone Zodiac. So it will be the Kraken. So season of the Kraken, or year of the Kraken, rather. Year of the Kraken will start with that expansion and this year and last year. It's not going to include Naxxramas from the first year of play. It's not going to include... Right. It's not going to include Goblins versus Gnomes. So that is going to change the meta big time. Because think of some of the more broken legendaries out there, like Lothab and Dr. Boom. Everybody uses these cards.
Kel'Thuzad!
Not anymore. Right. Kel'Thuzad. Yep. Gone. Annoyatron. Gone. Just tons of
cards.
And
again, this
that
is standard. This is standard. Standard format's going to be Basic, Classic, Black Mock Mountain, the Grand Tournament, League of Explorers, and the new expansion that they're going to release in the spring of 2016.
Yep. People will be using Abomination again because Sludge Belcher will be gone. Now, of course, the standard cards that come with the game, the ones you get when you're doing your tutorials, the basic Soulbound cards, those will, of course, be in.
Right.
And this standard format, they didn't really talk about this too much, but I know it's a possibility that they're keeping open. Magic and other card games do this. If a card is considered broken, they don't have to nerf it. They could simply
say... They can ban it.
They can say, this card is banned from standard.
Right.
And they didn't really touch on that, but I guarantee at some point in the future, that will happen.
Yeah.
Come out with a card that's phenomenal to play and fun to play and broken to play, and it'll just be relegated to Wild.
Now, and the nice thing...
Wild is just freeform. Play all the cards you want, but it's not the main form of play. You were going to say something.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about going in on Standard and being pitted up against somebody playing Wild. Standard's going to play against Standard. Wild is going to play against Wild. So you're not going to be... You'll know what to expect if you're playing Standard. You'll know what types of cards they're going to be using, because it won't be you're a brand new player and they're using something from four expansions ago that you didn't have access to.
Yeah, this is really great for new players, because they can concentrate on buying the new cards and forget about the old ones.
Yep, so it's standard against standard. It makes it more dynamic, makes it more balanced. The developers have more freedom to design new cards. And as we said, the players can jump in faster, because they can just do the newer expansions and they don't have to worry about, oh my God, I've got to collect three from this expansion and two from this expansion. Well, this one was really good from this wing, but that was better in that wing and that kind of thing. They don't have to worry about that. And I think some of these are more craftable though. Did they say you can craft things?
Yeah. No, once an expansion or an adventure have been deleted from standard format, they will become craftable. So you want to play Lothab in your Wild deck and you don't have him because you missed Naxx or you didn't want to buy the whole expansion, guess what? You can craft Lothab the way you can craft any other legendary. So I don't mean any other legendary. If it's in standard and it's a standalone adventure, then those will still be soulbound cards that you cannot craft. But as soon as the next year comes by and it gets knocked out of standard play, once it's out of standard, you can craft it. And that's a really cool thing. By the same consequence, you'll probably be able to dust it as well.
Yeah, that's... Well, I don't know.
If you can craft it with dust, it stands to reason that you can disenchant it. That you can turn it to dust.
Yeah, but just you I just don't think they'd ever let us do the basic ones.
No, not the basic ones. Just the ones from the expansion. It may not be. You know, this is the theory. And I didn't invent the theory. People are talking about it around. But I think they would do it. I think if they're going to make it craftable, then they'll make it dustable.
Right. And so they are, as you said, because of the Zodiac, they're going to be calling the first year the Year of the Kraken. Wild. Let's talk about Wild. Wild is basically, as I said, standard, you know, says it's the recently released cards for a balanced experience. When you queue up for Wild, you just don't know what you're going to come up against, because it could be people that have used all the new weird stuff or the old weird stuff.
Yeah, if you like the deck you've been playing for 2 years now and you don't want to stop playing it, you don't have to.
Very important. You can play
Wild, and you could play Standard, you could play either format, and you can use either format in almost any game style. You can play ranked, you could play casual, you could play your friends. You just can't do it in the Tavern Brawl, and
no, you can't do it in Arena, Solo, or Adventures.
What?
Standard is available in Friendly Challenges, Ranked, and Casual, but Standard is not going to be available in Arena, Solo, or Adventures.
Right. That's what I was getting to.
Yes.
Or the Tavern Brawl.
Tavern Brawl, you're limited to whatever they tell you.
Right.
Because that's just... Tavern is wild anyway.
They didn't mention that, did they?
No, they didn't.
They didn't mention what you could use in the Tavern Brawl.
I think Tavern Brawl is kind of in a class by itself.
I wonder if they'll relegate you to Standard for Tavern Brawl.
I don't think so. I think in Tavern Brawl, if they're going to let you create a deck, you can create whatever you want.
Yeah, it just wasn't on their list.
Yeah, because I don't think it really applies to these rules. I think Brawling turns... It's kind of like out of the... It plays outside of the lines.
Well, you still have to craft a deck.
Yeah, but you probably can use any of the cards you've got.
Right, I'm just wondering if you base your deck on a wild format, if you only get pitted against wild format players in the brawl.
Oh, I see.
And if you base it on only the standard collection, if you will only face people
in standard. Right, because you're still playing against, except for the co-ops, you're still playing against an actual component of humanist.
They mentioned casual, they mentioned ranked, they mentioned arena, they mentioned adventures, but they didn't mention the Tavern Brawl, did they?
Nope.
So, remains to be seen.
So, just to let people know, obviously if you queue up for Wild, you're going to be pitted up against somebody who's going to be playing Wild cards too. Nothing's changing in Wild. You can finish your quests, you can earn your gold, you can rank up, you can get card backs, earn your legendary backs, all the same. It just means you've already collected cards for the Wild deck. Same thing with the ranked and casual play with the Wild deck. You're always going to be up against a person with Wild deck. But this leads us to jump ahead a little bit. Now I've got a deck for this, a deck for that, and a deck for the other thing. So
no,
what does
that mean? Before you get to that.
Get
to that. When you're ranking, you said you could rank as standard or you could rank as wild.
Yes.
You can do both. You can rank as both. And each month, you will get the treasure chest based on your highest game in either mode. Not
both.
In the highest.
So you don't get two chests.
Both.
Right.
Exactly.
So whichever you do better at,
Month you did better in wild, that's the chest you get. The next month you did better in standard, that's the chest you get.
Yep.
So it's okay to play both, but you could even get the legend in both, but you'll only get one reward.
Right. So what I was saying is the nice thing about it is as long as you've unlocked all 9 heroes, you also get to unlock 9 more deck slots. So when I was saying, I want a new deck slot, I was saying a new deck slot. I never in my wildest dreams think that they would give us 9 deck slots.
Yeah, I thought they'd give us like 3 to 5 and then maybe charges for more, but nope.
Yep, you can now have, you'll be able to have 18 different deck slots.
And I think that's so you can have one of every class in ranked and one of every class in wild. Exactly. So now I'll be able to actually make a priest deck or a rogue deck.
Well, they are still going to be changing some cards, and they are going to be still, you know, deciding what's available. And they're going to let people know what those are for the standard format. So they are going to still continue to do some adjustments, but they're able to actually sit back and reevaluate all this stuff. So very, very cool. But, you know, we're going to be waving bye-bye to Curse of Naxxramas and Goblins versus Goblins if you're playing Standard.
Goblins versus Goblins?
Goblins versus Gnomes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, and I know. And 1,000 is 10,000 is lower than 15,000. I got it. Yep. Yeah. Goblins, Gnomes.
There's some other aspects to this we didn't really touch upon. Ben Brode talked about in his little video... that was a brief synopsis of all of this. He talked about how one of the biggest challenges and maybe headaches, especially for new players, whenever they come out with a new expansion, is like, okay, I have 15,000 cards to choose from, and now I've got another 100. You know, that's a lot of cards. It's going to be a nightmare to make my new deck. That's one of the things when we played Magic the Gathering, and we had crates of cards. I mean, boxes and boxes of cards. Like, we'd have decks that were 200 cards in size because there were so many cards we wanted to play with. We couldn't narrow them down. It won't be as daunting now. Because you can say, you know what? Here's 250 cards that I'm not going to be able to put in the deck anymore. At least for Standard. So this will actually make building decks, especially for newer players, easier for everyone.
Yep. And in case we panicked anybody, if you purchase a wing and then suddenly that adventure is part of the previous year that disappears, they are not going to stop you. If you purchase the first wing of an adventure before it cycles out, you still will be able to finish acquiring and playing the remaining wings.
Oh, but we didn't actually... You said, I hope we didn't panic you. We didn't actually mention the fact that Nax is going to be unavailable to you if you didn't buy at least
correct.
One wing.
So buy a wing of everything. At least one. Barbecued or
Nax is
sweet
the only
sour.
One in jeopardy now. You're okay with League of Legends. Not League of Legends. League of Explorers.
But yeah, as long as you've purchased one wing, you can finish it out.
Yep.
That's
that
very
is true.
Important. So basically, Ben Brode did a little another little video, and this one he was bubbly and happy again, and I was very happy to see that.
That was an imposter, by the way.
I know he wasn't wearing a lumberjack shirt.
Yeah, no plaid, so I don't think it was really him. And I think he did something funny with his hair too.
I don't know. I didn't look that closely.
Well, he did say super once, so you know. Part of me thought it was Ben Brode. Sounded like Ben Brode. Looked like Ben Brode.
Had his glasses.
He had his glasses.
Very happy to see him happy.
No plaid shirt. I've never seen that before.
No. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. I want to see a list of the deck slots than any of the rest.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, I want to see more of the Zodiac. I want to know what the Zodiac is that they're talking about.
It's title. It's just a name. It's just a way to kind of do a little role play with the naming.
You're the Kraken.
But there's going to be cards that... No, I have a Death Rattle deck. And in my Death Rattle deck, I've got Fugin and Stalag. I've got to take them out.
You will, if you decide to do that and not to do... or just keep them there and just redesign a new deck for your other slot. Because one could be your wild deck and one could be your standard deck.
Yeah, no, it's
got
just,
more options.
We're just gonna have to tweak a lot of decks. I'm not so sure I want to play two different formats. I think I'll probably stick to standard. You know, think so? What if I want to go to BlizzCon and I, you know, got to play Standard?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, forget that. No, of course I'll have Wild decks too. Because I don't like the idea of having cards that I'll never play again. So I'll have both. But probably not both for all classes.
It'll also be neat to see how they stop you, you know. Because you know how they do the cute little things. So what if you try to put a Lofeb in, you know, I mean, if you try to build a Standard deck and you choose a deck that
it'll tell
that's
you.
Not Standard. Yeah.
Magic the Gathering Online does that. You try to you build the deck, and then when you go to play in that format, it'll say, this deck is not allowed in that format.
It'll probably be like that big giant X when you haven't completed your deck, you can't use it.
Yeah, there's two ways they can do it. They can either make you choose whether it's going to be Standard or Wild as you're making the deck and then tell you, no, you can't use that card. Or you just make the deck and then when you go to assign what game you're going to play, let's say you try to get into Standard with my Death Rattle deck, it'll say, your deck contains non-standard cards, you may not do that. So they could go either way, either at the deck building process or at the entering the game process.
I think it'll probably steer you in the building process. It'll probably say not standard format card or not available in standard format. Or they may have it grayed out so you can't choose it.
Well, that was the next thing. Right now we have filters that say show only golden cards and include uncraftable cards.
It might be a filter to show only standard.
I think there's going to be a filter that says show only standard cards.
That would make exciting. A lot of sense. I can't wait. And spring's right around the corner.
Yeah, well,
that's what the groundhog said.
You know, in some ways, they buried the lead. They assume we know that there's going to be expansion in the spring, or they just underplayed it with all of this format stuff. But during the process of this, they said, when we release our spring expansion, rather than saying, hey, there's going to be a spring expansion, it's just kind of, now it's kind of come out. You know, it's kind of like at BlizzCon when they were talking about all the things that Legion would have for World of Warcraft, and they kind of casually mentioned, oh yeah, you'll be able to play any spec. Because somebody was asking about a third spec.
Right.
And instead of that being one of the big announcements, you can now play any spec. It was like, oh yeah, you'll be able to do that. So, yeah. Oh yeah, there'll be an expansion in the spring. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that because I've got 3125 gold saved up. It's 31
packs. Wow.
31 packs I'll have as soon as it comes out.
You are just really moving on that. I don't know if I've broken 2000 yet.
I'm just making sure I get my quest done so that they rotate. Yeah. I was pretty excited today. I won a game against a golden warrior with my non-golden warrior. I always feel good when I beat a golden player with the same class.
Yep. And then I sit there and I worry, well, maybe he was playtesting a new stuff. I have 2,200. 2,285. I'm a long way from the 5,000 I want to save.
Yeah, but spring is, you know, still a ways off.
Yep.
Now, when Blizzard says spring, they can mean the day before summer.
True, but I don't think they'll let it go that long.
No, I agree.
I think they plan for a fast turnover with Hearthstone so that people don't get bored. I think it would be way too easy.
Yeah. Well, this is good news. This will make things very exciting because now you don't just get to play with new cards. You get to play with the new format. And it's... To some players who like to design their own decks, this is going to create a fun challenge for them to go and make new decks and try to think outside the box and stop relying on old crutches and, you know, maybe use some of the cards that have been around for a while that nobody's been using. Or, like probably the other 80% of players, just go to, you know, Hearthpedia or Hearthpwn or something or Hearthhead, whatever, and say, oh, well, here's a deck. Let me just
here's something copy silly. Here's something silly on the side. He said we should, you know, if we had any questions, go ahead. What is it? He's got the Twitter account that you can ask questions on. I want to know if they're going to release any more heroes. We haven't heard word one. I know. I don't think it went over very well. So are they going to just stop at Magni, Illyria, and Midi? Or are they going to do more?
They may, but they'll do it during a lull. There's too much going on right now. There's too many. That's a UI change. And there's, with all the UI changes that are going to be occurring now, No.
Just wonder if they gave up on it. I want to know that they didn't sweep it under the carpet and say, well, this didn't work, so we're never doing any more.
No, it's on a back burner. They'll do it again someday.
I hope so.
When demand creeps up, they'll do it again. When people get bored with these, because people are still buying them.
You think?
When people stop buying them, maybe they'll make new ones. And then
I don't know how well they did. They didn't announce how well they did.
I still see Magni and who's the other? Medivh and Illyria. I still see them. I'm still seeing them. So people
who have bought them will still be playing them. But I don't think they hit the demand they were expecting.
Even if it's just the people who bought them the first time around may buy them the next time, because there are people who are like Blizzard fanboys who will buy anything Blizzard puts out. Or people who want to support the free-to-play game. You know, people who spend money on free-to-play games so that other people can play free, they call them whales. I'm kind of a whale.
I would like to see a rogue. And I would like to see a shaman. I really would. That's what I want to see. I want to see who they would choose.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, but it's certainly not a priority right now, not with all this other stuff going on. And so sorry for all you people who are expecting tournament mode. That's clearly not going to happen anytime soon.
Not yet.
I didn't really care about that, but a lot of people were excited about it.
I think that's going to be coming too. I think you're going to see that in 2016, probably in the fall.
You think so?
Maybe. I think so. I think we're also going to see a lot more of the co-op brawls.
I don't know if those were successful. People are really angry that they couldn't beat those.
And
couldn't get their free packs.
Yeah, but I think they're going to have to... I think they're just still got to tweak it. They set the bar too high. I think they gave... If they took, 90 hit points? Or something? I don't remember. Just astronomical amount of hit points he had. I think if they just dropped the hit points by 20, it would have been, or even by 10, it would have been about a lot more manageable, even with all the other things he throws at you.
Or the spell that would incrementally...
Destroy your entire side.
No. Incrementally increase the amount of damage it did each time it did it.
All right.
Where Surf's time is like, do 4 damage to all... And then it's like, do 8 damage to all, and then like, do 10 damage to all, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was like fatigue. You just couldn't withstand it.
What bothered me the most, though, was the total board clear with no visible spell being cast. Just all of a sudden, boom, all your creatures blow up.
Yeah, it had lots of flaws. They're going to need to fix that.
I think there's so much potential there, and they're all little tweaks that could just make it so much more playable.
Oh, and in theory, it's fun. I like the idea of it. I just didn't like the implementation.
And there are, of course, people out there that said, oh, I had no problem. I won all the time. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think you're in the majority there.
Yeah, well, the majority of the forum posters, almost everyone in the forum was saying, oh, it was easy. You just don't know what you're doing. I also don't think you should have to go to Hearthhead or wherever it is people go to look up the strategy to build the right deck to beat these things. You know, I long for the good old days when Magic the Gathering existed in a world with no internet and people just experimented and tweaked and trial and error. Now people just go and copy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that too, but not all the time.
Well, that just about rounds up everything we had to talk about this week. Did you have anything else to add?
No, I want to thank Robgar for sending in that deck that we didn't play.
Well, I built it except for 2 cards, and I don't want to tweak it and ruin whatever it was he was trying to do with it. So I've requested he send me, you know, alternates, which, you know, I do that whenever somebody sends me a deck. Unless it's like, if I don't have six cards, then I'm reconstructing their deck if I don't have six cards. Correct. But when I'm down to two, then I'm going to email the person and say, hey, look, I've got most of your cards. I'm missing two. How can I tweak it and still call it your deck? So, yep, everybody, please. Again, I like playing with people's decks, so send them on to me.
Some people will do that. They'd say, if you don't have this, use this card. It works just as well.
Yeah. Yep. So you can find us in the following manners. You can find us at awhearthstone.com. You can find us on Holosuite Media. You can follow us on Twitter at @aworthyopponent. We broke 600, right?
605 last time I looked.
605.
So thank you.
Thank you, folks. Otherwise, you can find us on twitch.tv/holosuitemedia on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at awohearthstone. You can download us on iTunes and on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks, of course, to Xander and to everybody at Holosuite Media. And thanks again to Awesome City Limits for allowing us to play your music. And to Antita, who is also at Holosuite Media, I want to send you a special thanks for getting us up to, and running, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was her magic that got us back on where we were supposed to be. And as always, Mick Mac for sending us his games so we can stream them during our live broadcasts. Anything else, Autumn's Bane?
No, that's it.
All right. Happy hearthing, everybody, and see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
Clink, clink.
All right, that's the end. That's the beginning.
Oh.
You're doing it wrong.
Turn off the recording.
All right, let me find the stop button. Oh, no, it wasn't recording.
Oh,
you gotta start all over again.
You would be so dead. No!
I'm having trouble finding the stop button. Oh, there it is. Stop recording.
Bye.